Thank you so much for taking time out of your very busy day in this very busy year to listen to another webcast. I've got to tell you, January the 1st, the first day of the year, I did as I always do usually on New Year's morning. I sleep late. This for the first time in my life since I've been in Los Angeles, California. I have not watched one float from the Rose Bowl. That's right. Didn't watch the Rose Bowl parade. Didn't do any of that stuff. Didn't watch a football game. Who played in the Rose Bowl? I have no idea. I don't know who played. I don't know who's going to the Super Bowl. None of those things. I don't know who the top 10 recording personalities are in this country and can give a hoot less who they are, where they are, and why they are. Now, am I against the society that I live in? No. I'm living in a society that has been blinded, totally blinded. I'm telling you that the extremity of their blindness is so extreme that any effort to block that blindness will fail unless you know exactly what you're coming up against. That's going to be the theme of 2015 here on Ram Radio from the Lucy Coleman Studio here in Los Angeles, California. Hopefully it's going to be on the nature that you hear me speak as I'm speaking to you on day one of 2015. As far as I know, I just battled an oncoming flu, tried to cave in on me, but I got it. Listen, I got the goods on it because I took some medicine from last year. See, that's smart. Don't go out and spend money that you don't need to spend. Make sure you use up all the money that you spent the last time you spent it. You get it? That's not a conservative view. That's a smart man's view. But if you live like a gypsy, you'll probably end up like one going from pillar to post with the one that you love the most. What happened to our country? What happened to our children? What happened to my grandchildren, if you want to be practical about it? Because I had the fullest intention in my entire life to raise two of the most darling young girls. Why did I think that? They were born sinners, just like me, apt to screw up in royal ways. And guess what? One of them had children. And guess what? The nature that I had, that I adopted from my father, that he adopted from his, has come all the way down the line to my grandchildren. And if they ever procreate, their bloodline is going to be messed up too. Now, since I've started off this webcast with that, my God, why is he telling us these things? That's going to be the tone of the year 2015, tell you the truth. What do you want me to do? Act like Hezekiah, turning his face to the wall in 2 Kings chapter 20, verses 1 through 6? Oh, yes. Biblical history teaches us some great lessons, doesn't it? When you do the research and do a quick biblical review of that text, you will find something that you've never seen before. God is ever faithful to his word. He will bring to pass his judgments in the lives of his people and others who refuse to serve him. That's right. Most of our children and grandchildren, most of our offspring are so blinded that they will never serve God. We were looking at the New Year's festivities, and while we were gazing and looking at some of the videos, today, the first day of the year, you know how you start, because you want to see which fireworks show was the best. Well, if you didn't see the fireworks show for Dubai for 2015, you missed a show. It's on YouTube, and it is some fantastic show. You want to see something funny? Go to Moscow's Happy New Year and check that out. My goodness, that was strange. And then when you look at New York City, same old thing. People trying to party their guts out. In Shanghai, China, stampede. What is it? A little over a dozen people crushed to death in a stampede of human mass. We live in a world of fallen, debauched individuals of whom I am a part. We do understand, if we are biblical at all, and understand the sense of a Bible and why God inspired these 40 authors to write these 66 books and to compile them all in a wonderful way that we could study it and know what God would be speaking to man if he spoke their language today. But we have turned our backs on that. And having turned our backs on all of that, we are left with the results of what we are now facing. We are facing a world that we live in where our children and our grandchildren will probably never, ever hear the real claims of God. You ask the average person that has been blinded by the God of this world. You know, there's a great verse in the Bible says, if our truth of the text of God's word is hid, it is hid to them that are lost, whom, and the Bible says, the God of this world. Now, you know, you have to know who the God of this world is. That's Satan. He's been given this planet. Whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them that believe not, that they might not believe in the glorious good news. Now, that is from the Bible. I'm not speaking about no Baptist. I'm not speaking for an evangelical group. I'm not speaking for any kind of sin crushers and things. I said that's what God, my creator, says about you and I. I don't need the title of pastor to tell you that. If I wasn't a pastor, I'd tell you that. But why don't most people in our society hear language like that today? Because they've been blinded. And the blindness has gone so extreme because of the failure of the Christian church to do what they were supposed to do. Now, let me give you some examples of what the Christian church did not do. First of all, they never loved to the capacity that they were told to love. Because if they had loved, they would have loved all the gay people. They would have loved all the crooked people, all the hood rats, all the boys walking in the middle of the street and refusing to get out of the street. Why do all the Christians hate them? You see, there's something wrong here. We're into 2015. And Christianity expects everybody to love them and to obey them and to do what they're supposed to do. But the true people of the world see through that facade. Now, let me give you a good example. You want to show me who Christ is in the year 2015. I want you to do what I did today. Take a look at a couple of websites that talks about the Illuminati with your friends, with the people that you love the most. Sit down, play these various tapes that's on YouTube, on the Illuminati. When it tells you about all of your singing star personalities, the people that you've bought their CDs, their... Let me tell you a story. I went by, I think it was about 4 years ago, Christmas Day. 4 years ago, Christmas Day, I was with a girlfriend of mine. I was going with a young lady. Well, she said she was over 50. She wasn't young, but anyhow. We went over to some Muslim friends of ours' home. They were Muslims. She lives in a nice part just a little west of me, and her friend lived in the Ladera Heights area. And so she says, John, we're invited out for Christmas dinner. And I said, I'd love to do that. So I attended. And when I met the gentleman, very fine people. Some of the finest people that I've ever met. He didn't know anything about me, but as I was sitting in his home, he told me after about 5 minutes, he asked me what I did, and I told him that I was a pastor of a good-sized church. Then I did a home church, and you know, I mentioned to him that I was ready to just stop all of that because it wasn't getting anywhere. And I'm in this Muslim's house, and he said... Check out what he said to me. He said, I knew that you were spiritual. I could pick it up. There's something about you, he said. Now, therefore, again, now let me move fast forward ahead. Fast forward ahead. I was at a New Year's a dinner party, and we were having just a slight conversation about morals and dependency upon objective living and the sorts. And some of the people got kind of testy about it. And I just said, listen, I believe in, this is what I said, because, you know, you can't preach to a house full of people that have not come up under the word of God. You just can't do it, because they'll think that you're a loony tune evangelical trying to say that everybody's going to hell. But no, I was saying that when I raised my daughters, I raised them decently. And I was telling some of the people in the house there that if they know my daughters, that they're to take charge and make sure that my daughters don't do some crazy stuff upon my death. See, because your children have a tendency to lose their scruples. And I want you people to know on January the 1st, 2015, that everything that you see on Pastor John's website, he still believes in the year 2015. But I've got to tell you something about a war that we lost. And we've lost this war in a very big way. Because all the foes of the church have won. And until you come to know that, just get the latest magazine from Biola University and read it. And the one before that. Just look at the Master's College outreach, who they're outreaching to and what they're doing. They aren't reaching the masses. Not at all. Now, if there's going to be a reaching of the masses, there has to be people that will not follow the masses. I asked a question today in my home, and I think it was a pretty interesting question. We were watching the YouTube clips of that Illuminati stuff, and it was interesting. And I said, why do black people go to church and pray every Sunday and say that they talk to Jehovah God and say that they want to follow Christ and live for him and everything, and yet at the same time have heroes like Beyonce, JC, devil people straight from the pit, follow people like Oprah Winfrey straight from the bottomless pit? I'm just giving it to you the way it is. These people, I know things of these people. I know what these people are all about. These people have used blindness as the great effective power to keep most people that I know from the God that I love. You see, this is what I discovered in the year 2014. I discovered in the year 2014 that I could travel with anybody that I love enough to travel with. And if they love me back, they can travel with me. That's a good thing because my love is real. Who made a song like that? Sade made a record like that. And here I am using these words. Now, I don't know about how deep she is into the Illuminati, but my love from Jehovah is real. That's my love. My love is not from Lucifer. Your children and your grandchildren are loving that which is from Lucifer, not Jehovah. They got the gods mixed up. And they got the gods mixed up because those fake gods had to blind you people first. You see, because if they could blind you, they can easily seduce your children. If they can blind you to the fact that you went to church on watch night service last night, didn't you? Didn't you? Yes, you did. You went to the watch night service, but you had your New Year's gig today. Do you remember everything you said and you saw and you did? And New Year's Day isn't even up yet. This is the same PJ. I'm not dead sleep. And I'm not telling you not to celebrate the New Year. I'm just saying, did you contradict what you said you believe about Jehovah? Would God, Jehovah, like the fact that 95% of the black Christian population in this country are great fans of JC and Beyonce. I call her Beyonce, whatever. If you got 95% of the church that are liking and loving these people's art and I'm just giving it to you plain, then what can you say about these people's love for Jehovah? I recall in this great Old Testament book, 2 Kings chapter 20, verse 1, when the Lord interviews in Hezekiah's life, there was never a time when any of us can say that the Lord is finished with us. Hezekiah had been told that he only got a few days to live, that his days was numbered, and he was told by God to get his house in order. See, if God asked us or told us the same thing, most of the people that go to church would not even know how to get their houses in order. Now, you're not getting your house in order for me, and you're not getting your house in order for anybody else. You're getting your house in order for you. Because, see, we like to think about life here on earth as being all there is, not when you believe in a divine creator, Jehovah God, who created you with a purpose and has expectations of your life. Oh, not when you can eat like a starving pig yourself, and you've been gorging yourself with food and drink for the past 3 weeks, and not once have you lift up your head to the heavens and said to Jehovah God, thank you for anything. Yet you have your paws out for more, and you want more, and want him to give you more, but are you willing to give him more of what he needs? Will you help a friend in the year 2015? Or will you turn your back on a friend? Oh, I don't give a damn about all the excuses you so-called Christians are going to talk to me about. You never turn your back on a friend. Now, I didn't say somebody that's out there screwing up. See, a person that would turn his back on his friend is what you call a hypocrite. In the Bible, they're called hypocritos. And that's a person that pretends to be one thing when, in essence, what? They are completely something altogether different. There will be more people suffering as the Chinese continue to buy up all the property in this country. There will be more people that will need a friend. So I would ask of you, since the days of feeding people turkey dinners is over as of this weekend, because the holidays are gone, who are you going to help in the year 2015? Or could it be said that you're going to start off 2015 in the same way you ended up 2014? Hating people, stealing, scandalizing their lives, doing dirt. Now, you see, I have to stand before Jehovah to give an account of my life. The Bible says we must all stand before the judgment seat of Christ to give an account of the deeds done in our bodies, whether good or bad. All right, when is the last time you kissed somebody? Was it a good kiss or was it a bad kiss? That's the way you know what good or bad is. That's the way you know. If you're a married man and you out there kissing some other woman besides your wife, like you kiss your wife, that is not good. That is bad. All right? If you're a grown man and you run there messing with little children sexually and emotionally and all that kind of thing, that's bad too. So let us not be afraid in the year 2015 to say what bad is, but we must know the difference between good and bad. Good and bad is not always what the pastor in that church tells you. He's working for another agenda. If he has a 501c, whatever that thing is, where he has his LLC for his business, his church, he is a devil pastor there to get money following the whims of the Illuminati. Simple as that. Because a true godly man never tries to provide for his own life. He knows that, as the Bible says, my God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches in glory. I'm telling you, the extremity of the blindness is so extreme that the effects are blinding. To hear a verse like that quoted in the year 2015 is almost obscene to the other side, because Satan's minions, such as they are, will not give up. I recently watched an analysis of Beyonce's video when she was actually mimicking the Hindu god Kali. I teach this in world religions. When I saw that on the YouTube clip today, I was telling the people in my house, this is right. that's God. I said that. But when I first, the first time I saw, I was telling you this, but I lost my track. First time I saw Beyonce, I was with a girlfriend at a Muslim friend's house, and they put in a DVD. No, I saw a DVD of this light-skinned black lady dressed in like a gold dress. And I said, who is this? Banzai? I couldn't say her name. And so the lady said, oh, that's Beyonce. You don't know Beyonce? She's beautiful. And so I told the lady I was with, well, I'm with you. You're beautiful, all right? So now, put the DVD thing in there, right? And she comes out on the stage, and she's dressed like this. This young woman's dancing, flapping her breasts all over the place. Them thighs is out. It looked as if it was more than scripted. I said, who is she? I've never seen anyone move like that. I said, look at their body. Look at everything. And they told me that was Beyonce. I got to tell you, I knew that she was very talented. I did not know who she was. I admitted that this woman, and as I continued to watch her dance, I saw that she was under the control of a demon. I saw it, and I mentioned it to the people that I was in the room with, and I had to reiterate to these people, I'm a pastor. I'm a spiritual man. I work for Jehovah. I do not. Nothing slips by me. I was reiterating to some people last night at the New Year's party. Oh no, when something comes by wrong negative, my voice will get harsh. I will get strong volume. They will have to take me down and slice my body up in various parts to shut this mouth. Because I know that Jehovah runs the universe, not Lucifer, not Satan. He's a lie, but he's tricked you. And he's got your kids right in the palm of his hands. And we weren't seduced. We walked right into the middle of it. And once you realize that, you will know that there's never a time that the Lord will allow his servant confusion concerning the matter of his dealings in their lives. But many of your children have been seduced because you have not paid very close attention to the strategies of the enemy. The strategies of the enemy. And the first thing that he did, it's like a bathtub full of water. You just pull the stopper out, plop, and all the water goes down the tube. This is what you have to realize has taken place. We've lost. And what I mean by we've, I'm talking about those of us that are honest enough to say it. It did not fulfill the commission. And don't think just because he gave us that great commission that we fulfilled it in the proper way, unless you, and if you need any insight to that, I have about 500 video clips on YouTube. You can go test out my theology against a triple PhD, and you will not find an error, that is, in my calculations of the eschatological events that would take place in the universe that we will all experience in our spirit. I have been one that also said in the year 2014 that I was going to ease up on certain individuals and religions and things like that, and I am. Because, hey, listen, if you don't believe me by now when I speak of the Most High, you will not if I condemn another brother. I want to apologize to all the people that I have spoken to crudely and harshly about their religion and their faith. I understand now. You're doing the best you can. Because the deception has taken you so deep into a black hole that trying to come out would only cause you to suffocate. You see, I understand what the enemy does, and you must be able to address the enemy with that kind of tone. What have evangelicals taught us over the years? They've taught us the weak approach. Well, now, you don't want to offend nobody. Yes, you do. You want to offend the gates and the camps of the enemy. He told us to offend them. That is the way that we become a martyr. But the church that I see now doesn't want to be an offense to anyone. Everybody's too busy apologizing. apologize, and in making recompense for stuff that naturally comes. You see, what we need to do is we need to learn about these particular effects and what's going on. Well, I don't have to spend all day. I just wanted to take 30 minutes to talk about this. When I come back next time, I'm going to talk about, all right, since the blindness factor has set in, and the first thing that you have to do is you have to admit that. Admit that you gave some leeway to that. And please don't tell me about all the religious times you've gone to church and all the work that you've done in church work. You better look at what is behind it now and what is establishing it and holding it together in some form or fashion. This is PJ in the Lucy Coleman studio on January the 1st, the year 2015. And let me say this, it is not the person that we are at war with. It is not the person that a person that believes in Jehovah God is at war with. We're not at war with other people. The enemy is not people like Beyonce and Jay-Z. They're not the enemy. They're tools of the enemy to dupe you. And until you are able to say that and see that, and the reason that you can't see it is because you're blind. And you've been blinded by the minions of hell. Now, I'm 70 years old. I like modern music. You know I do. I love modern music. But when I hear devil stuff, when I see Lil Wayne, when I see these, and I know these people are powerful. These people can have me killed in 5 minutes if they wish. And no one would come to my funeral. They'd all be afraid to show up, especially if they got a copy of this cast. What is so encouraging to me is I know that the God that I love and that created me for a purpose, for which in the year 2015 I am still doing, and I'm going to do it until the day that I'm dead. If there are days that you don't hear from me, you know that those days are being dealt with in my best ways possible. But this year in 2015, give me a few days to bring you a cast worth listening to. Pastor John in the Lucy Coleman studio. As I always say, if you want to be influenced by any authority, stay into the Word of God. That is your only hope. And if you are of another religion or another faith, if you want to, just make sure that that is connected in some way with Jehovah, the God of the universe. Because if not, it can be connected with some counterfeit God who thinks he's Jehovah, and that would be Lucifer, and all Luciferians and all people that are in the Illuminati are a part of that doomed kingdom. But unfortunately, they have stolen our offspring in this year 2015. Let's see what it's going to be like on January the 1st, 2016. God bless you. You stay in the Word.